And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous. So what are folks saying this week?
Well, as you know, we've been doing a lot of coverage about what it means to have the first African-American candidate with a viable shot at winning the White House. On Tuesday, we spoke to Reverend Al Sharpton about how black leaders are passing down the torch to a new generation.
Christine Maitland in Toronto, Canada, wrote us this. I must express my surprise at your interview with Reverend Al Sharpton. Given all the times that he had gotten himself into trouble and put his foot in his mouth, it was a pleasure to see why the Reverend is still very much a part of the picture. His discussion of black leadership in the U.S. was brilliant. I think that teachers should play this discussion in the classroom so that students get a better understanding what passing the torch ought to mean.
Jamila Moore also listened that day, but she took issue with the use of the label, the hip-hop generation. She wrote, "While I recognize the influence of hip-hop on my generation, I feel that characterizing the generation as such obscures our differences or deviations from a standardized notion of who we are supposed to be. I personally feel that perhaps we need to look at other ways of classifying my generation of black Americans beyond hip-hop, as in many cases it does not accurately depict the plethora of influences and obstacles we have faced."
And then Janita Doba in Akron, Ohio, didn't like another classification we used for a segment we did on Obama and Latino voters. "I have grown more and more disturbed by the use of the words Latino or Hispanic, used in the same context as one would use when discussing a racial group. There is no such thing as Latino or Hispanic race. Spanish as a first language does not a race make. I could go on about the history of racial divisions in Panama, Brazil, and other Latin American and Central American nations, but my point is to impress upon you, members of the media, to end this practice of lumping all persons who happen to speak Spanish into some fictional racial group." Janita, thanks, and well, we actually did make that point on our show, but it's always good to have it reinforced.
And speaking of heritage, a few listeners took issue with how the media say Barack Obama is African American. Terry Ingram wrote us this. "Barack Obama is being incorrectly labeled African-American, which is a half description of his heritage. This misrepresents him and dishonors his family. The media, his campaign, and our country need to embrace the multiracial society in which we live and accurately identify people as biracial." And that's it for letters. Thank you for writing, and please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we slice and dice the week's headlines on our Reporters Roundtable.